Always ask yourself the question, how can I channel this? Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. Welcome back. I hope everyone had a meaningful period of the festivals, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, etc. But of course now, our minds are on the crisis that Israel and the people of Israel are going through, which of course means it's the challenge we are all experiencing together. And therefore, for the next few weeks, I'm going to focus on managing our thoughts and emotions through a difficult time. We are all unsettled. We are all maybe a bit anxious, a bit fearful. So let's just try and break this down a little bit and share one idea today and hopefully in the coming weeks. But we do hope for a quick and decisive resolution to this challenge. So as we said, we are all a bit anxious, we are unsettled. Of course, if someone is going through a real clinical anxiety attack or depression or anything like that, one should, of course, seek immediate help and seek intervention that is professional and appropriate. But we're all, on some level, a little bit anxious and unsettled, and we can try and think of the solution. And the solution, of course, is not to forget about the challenge, because that would be insensitive. An attack on Israel is an attack of all of us, and we really need to not take our minds off it. We need to not be distracted. And while it is going on, and for the at least short-term foreseeable future, it will continue for a little bit, we should be focused on it. It's the, you know, after a few days, we adapt, and there's a temptation to just escape into normal routine of life and living, but we should not do that. We should stay focused. However, the focus that we maintain should not induce fear or paralysis, spiritual paralysis or emotional paralysis. It needs to be channeled. So we need to keep our mind on what is going on, but we need to try and channel it into something positive. So one idea is the following. We know that feelings are very hard to manage, very difficult to manage. And in fact, we know that the human experience is divided into three. Our conscious experience, seichel, our cognition, the way we think, our belief systems, our perspectives, then our emotions, what we are feeling and responding to what is going on around us, and then behavior, action. Feelings itself are actually very hard to change. If we're scared, then we're scared. If we're anxious, then we're anxious. But what does change feelings is on either side. Sometimes our perspective can change it, and sometimes what changes it is just doing things, doing positive things. Right now, of course, we have to work on our perspective. We have to strengthen our trust and belief in God. We have to try and incorporate what the prophets tell us. Al tira mi pachad pitom. Do not be fearful. Do not be scared of a sudden fear, because God is with us. We pray to God. We believe that He will help and He will deliver the people of Israel, the land of Israel, and all of us to a much, much, much better space. But that is difficult now. So maybe one of the things we have to focus on now, even more than changing our mindset, is changing our behavior. Action has an amazing force. We know that if you walk into a wedding, for example, you're not particularly in a festive mood, but you see people dancing, you're not really in the mood of dancing. If you join the dance floor, your feelings will change. You'll become happier. So we need to now more than ever engage in behaviors, engage in doing things, sharing things that will create positivity and a positive energy. And that is very powerful. And the more we do, even though if we're not in the mood of doing, we might feel a bit of despair. We might feel the darkness getting stronger. We just need to do things and channel our emotions into action. Not forget about it, not be distracted, but actually channeling it into doing things. Just for example, helping someone else, calling up someone we haven't seen for a while and asking how they are, increasing in unity, taking upon ourselves another mitzvah, lighting Shabbat candles on time, putting on tefillin if you're a man, putting up an additional mezuzah, doing things for Israel, doing things for the people of Israel, doing things for the wounded, for the captured, and for the chayalim, those beautiful soldiers that are protecting our land and us. Saying a prayer, say an extra prayer, whatever that is. We, you know, Tehillim, of course, is very classic, but you could say any prayer each day. Just, you know, when you mouth something, it's also an action. So the point of all this, of course, is to stay focused on the issue. Let's not disappear. Let's not escape and be in denial. We have to be very focused, and we have to be very aware of what is going on with all of its challenges. But that being focused cannot create paralysis, but must create urgency, must create a call for action, a call to do things. And those doing things will not only bring spiritually a positive energy into the world and help and really contribute to the whole effort, but also will help to keep us focused and to keep us calm. Then, of course, we need to work on our perspective as well. We need to remember that we have a soul. We are all connected. We are all in this together. Hashem is with us. God is with us. And we have to strengthen that belief and strengthen that perspective. But it will definitely be made easier by increasing in positive behavior, positive action. So I want to just spend a few minutes. Let's meditate together and sort of try and bring that calmness and that perspective into our consciousness. So as we always do, if you can get into a comfortable position, try relax, even though it's a bit more difficult now, and close your eyes. As we always do, turn your attention to your breathing. Breathe in and out. Connect to the calmness of our breath. Perhaps this time breathe a bit deeper abdominally and slowly let out and exhale. That in itself can just bring a little bit more calmness. Try feel every inhalation and every exhalation. If your mind wanders, just bring it back calmly and slowly to your breathing. Again, breathing in, deep breaths, and slowly breathing out. Feel the calmness of the rhythm. Tap into the rhythm of life. As we continue to focus on our breathing, let's remember that every breath, neshima in Hebrew, is an expression of our neshama, our soul. Now more than ever, we need to be conscious of our inner self, our godly soul, the purity, the godly infusion that we have. So just continue to breathe, and as you breathe, try and think about your neshama, your soul that is expressed in your nishima and your breath. Our soul at its core is one with God. As you connect to your neshama, bring an awareness that you are being held in God's arms. We are never abandoned. We are never alone. We are being held tight in God's embrace. It may seem dark, and it is. It may seem challenging, and it is. But in the challenge, in the darkness, God is still with us. Holding our hands, looking at us, taking care of us. Let's connect to Him through action, through behavior. Let's bring that connection to the forefront. It will soon be revealed through a open, peaceful, safe deliverance from this challenge. But while it seems dark for those few moments, let's not feel abandoned, let's not feel despair. We have a soul, and our soul is one with God. Let's reveal it. Let's nurture it. Come back to where you are, and I think it's so important now. Whenever you're feeling unsettled, just take a few moments. Breathe. Remember your soul. Remember, Ki Imanu Kel, God is with us. Let's cry out to Him. Let's ask Him to reveal it. Let's ask Him to shower revealed blessings. But let's also channel our range of emotions into positive behavior. One can do this anytime during the day, just multiple times. Whenever you're feeling that way, stop. Have a short meditation, just breathing and remembering your neshama. Have a wonderful day, and maybe only hear good news.